We spoke in previous years, right? That the challenge is now after you hit the highest point that's Shaykh to hit Matan Torah and Gili Elokus, you know, from Mamad Har Sinai, like where do you go from there? It's like, see, there's nowhere to go but down. But so as we pointed out in previous years, it's very interesting halacha, on Har HaBayis, where the Beis HaMikdash stood. So we're not allowed to go up there ad hayom hazeh because of the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash that was there. All right, but as glorious as the Beis HaMikdash was, it was nothing compared to the Gilui Elokus of Mamad Har Sinai. You know, pure revealed divinity. You know what there. You know there'll never be an event like that for the rest of time. You know, Chazal tells us, because it's supposed to be a experience that can't be duplicated. So no other religion or any other can ever claim the same legitimacy, or no other Torah can ever claim legitimacy. Okay. Cool.
I think we once said this. Technically, add on to the Torah if it's given with the same conditions.
No, that's what would have to be, right? But the Rambam says it won't happen. It won't happen. Those shittas that hold, like the Sefer Ikrim, the Torah, that God Himself, if He wants to, can change the Torah. The only way to convince us that that's legit and it's not a guy making up, He would have to duplicate the conditions of Mamad Har Sinai. Ram holds that won't happen anyway. We believe even God Himself won't change the Torah. Right, so which means the Mamad Har Sinai will be never duplicated ever. But Bimshoch HaYovel Hema Yalu Bahar, there was no Isser HaGabola after Mamad Har Sinai was over. And Ad HaYom HaZeh, even if we know where the real Har Sinai is, there would be no problem going up there. All right, so, yeah, so the Kedusha Rishona.
Why is the Kedusha Rishona remains forever? Why? So it doesn't have to do with the fact that the Lukas are buried there? Is Brochus once there? No, that can't be because Har Sinai would be, right?
Yeah, so, wherever Kedusha are, so Kedusha's Har HaBayis, that's forever. The Kedusha that there was, my Mamad Har Sinai was over. Ever since the Shekhinah doesn't dwell there anymore.
Right. The Shekhinah still dwells in.
That's right.
The Makom HaMikdash.
There's a Rosh. Yeah. So that's the point that we're getting to.
But it has nothing to do with the fact that things are buried there.
Where?
In the Har HaBayis.
I didn't hear that. It happens to be true that there are things in Knesset down
there.
Still
buried there.
Yeah, but I didn't understand that that's the reason, because the Dafka where it's buried, those mechilot, those tunnels, don't have Kedushas Har HaBayis. The tunnels are chulin. As far as I know, the subterranean tunnels are not don't have Kedushas HaMikdash. So the thing is like this, as we know from Mamad Har Sinai, Nafshi Yatza B'Dabro, the Pasuk says, my soul went out, it's Pasuk Shir Hashem, what Chazal say was about Mamad Har Sinai, that no one was able to stay alive when they heard the Dibros Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So that says it all, right? That the Mamad Har Sinai was Kedusha too big to integrate. Way too big for Am Yisrael to hold. Right? Now, what's not integrated does not leave an impression because there was no connection. Right? So the Kedusha of Mamad Har Sinai, parallel to the fact that Har Sinai is a desert. And the desert is a place where people don't live. Right? The whole experience was otherworldly. And otherworldly means as in not in this world, not integrated. And that's the big difference between the Sinai and the Mikdash. Sinai may have been the greatest revelation that there ever was and ever will be of divinity. But Ma'amar HaSinai is not something that we can, that we can internalize fully. There is a certain degree of emunah pshuta that Am Yisrael gained from it, right? But the full measure of the kedusha is not integrated, right? That's the pshat was given in the desert, right? The function of what Eretz Yisrael is and the Makom HaMikdash is, because that's where it started with the Mishkan, but the Mishkan was a precursor, Mishkan in the desert. Right, but where the Mishkan is the idea of putting the Kedusha in Kalim and internalizing the Kedusha. So even if that Kedusha is less, right, but it's the Kedusha that you have a grasp on and that you could internalize. Right? And that's the function of Eretz Yisrael and the Makom HaMikdash, which is the final resting place of the Shekhinah. That's where it goes into Kalim and it's internalized. Right? Just like Am Yisrael dropped dead, right, by Ma'amar HaSinai. Right? What's life? Life is when the neshama is misyashev baguf, right? When the neshama is settled in the body. That's life. Right? About Rishayim, it says Rishayim afilu bechayehem kruyim mesim. Why is that? Because the real life comes from the neshama, your spiritual life. Right? The besod vatim hadvekim b'Hashem okechem chayim kulchem ayom, that comes from your neshama. Rasha, his neshama is not settled in his body. It's not settled there. That's why I feel b'chayim kruyim mesim. Right? So he has a neshama, but it's not integrated with his body because the neshama wants avodas Hashem and his body is doing something else, by the Rasha. By the tzaddik, afilu b'misasam kruyim chayim, because the neshama was integrated with the body. So even when the neshama leaves, there's still a roshem in the guf. That's right. And just like where the Shekhinah was integrated in the Har HaBayis, even though the Bayis was nechrav, there's still a roshem of Kedush over there. And that's why we're not allowed to go up there, Adayom Hazeh, if we're Tamei Meis. That's Besorah. Tzadikim feel b'misasan kruyim chayim. It's a parallel concept. That's when the Kedusha is integrated. When the Kedusha is integrated, it's internalized and leaves a permanent Rosha. So even when the Chorban HaBayis, or by the Adam, he dies, the Tzaddik who dies, either, so Afil B'Sasim Kurim Chaim, and even by, and the Beis HaMikdash, even B'Chorbana, Shechina Lo Zaza Mim Kaima. Right? Okay.
Is
there's a roshim of the Shekhinah, that there's an aspect of Shekhinah that Shekhinah begalusa, there's an aspect of Shekhinah that's still there. There's both Lashonos and Chazal. There's Shekhinah begalusa, there's also Lashon Chazal, and we have Shin China lo zaza mim kaima. There's two, and both are true. It's like also, like we say, there's the tzaddik afil misasakurim chayim. Of course, the neshama by and large was mistalik to heaven, but there's still a roshim called the Havla de Garme, the heat of the bones, that's still there. That's why he's called even alive in his death. And, and what's the nafkamina? Besides the fact that body is guaranteed to come back by Tchias HaMesim. But Chazal say another thing, that if you learn the Torah of that tzaddik, even the lips in the grave move when you learn his Torah. He's still alive because of the roshim that the neshama left there. But that's when it's integrated. Right? Mara said, Am Yisrael died, right? Excuse me?
Parcha Nishmasam.
They couldn't internalize it, right? They couldn't internalize it. Now, of course, there was something, there was a certain aspect of Emunah that got internalized, that the Rambam says. In the Igeres Teiman, the Rambam says, any Jew that voluntarily fried out ever, Shalom Ba'onis, Lo Omdu Avosa Val Har Sinai. Right, so it did leave a certain roshim, but bedake dakus, right. Now we're going to talk about.
So where were avosam exactly?
What?
And according to that, where were their fathers? If not Har Sinai, Erev Rav.
So that's Rav Moshe Shapiro. I mean, I discussed actually in Shari. That Rav Moshe Shapiro says it means Erev Rav, and the Erev Rav, he tells to the Ramban that the Erev Rav weren't allowed to be at the foot of the mountain; they were in the bleachers. They had to be behind the real Jews, whatever. Now, of course, Obama's integrating everybody and to make the Erev Rav in front, and right, and the ratchet Jews in the back, right? But yeah, right, but Obama wasn't leading the Jewish people back then, right?
So
the,
he still isn't.
Yeah, but anyway, the yeah, the all right, to get to the point, you know, so you know the sort of question, you know, begs the question, you know, begs the question. Therefore, in light of what we're saying, that the next step is to work on integration and internalization, and that's the theme of Parshas Noso, Chanukas HaMishkan. The theme of Chanukah, inaugurating, says in Svarim, like Chanoch Lanar Al Pi Darko, Chinuch, just like Chinuch, you put the Or of Torah in the Kalim of the Talmud. It's also in the big picture to put the Shechina into the Kalim of the Bayis and the Klei HaMikdash. It's also called Chinuch, just like Chinuch, you put the Or HaTorah and Chanoch Lanar Al Pi Darko, Gam Ki Yaskin Lo Yasser Mimeno. Why Gam Ki Yaskin Lo Yasser Mimeno? Because Chanoch Lanar Al Pi Darko, you make it integrated, and you do it his way that he could relate to, he's going to stick with it. It's internalized. Gam ki yaskin, when he gets old, lo yosur mimena, because integrated. Right, so it's like that's in the individual. And in the cosmic, you know, putting the Or of Mamad Har Sinai into the Kalim of... Right? Right, that's Lashon Chazal.
I was trying to think of
a right. So the... Shit. You want an ice cold one?
I saw you
trying. Ice cold. Ice cold.
I got the monkey shoulder over here.
And I tried also. I was like thinking, I was like, oh, my God.
Right? This one's ice cold.
I knew.
But my
answer takes me
20
minutes.
Yours
takes you 1 second.
Ice cold. Anyway,
nothing comes quickly, God. It's like crazy. Ice cold is good. It's crazy.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
and it's worth it. Yes, sir. So the whole theme of Parshas Noso is about integrating the Or. Right? So now the it begs the question, you know, why it was done this way? There's Mamad Har Sinai. And then there's Bnias HaMishkan, which is one of the central themes of this week's parsha, Chanukas HaMishkan, putting the Or into the Kalim. That's what sanctified the Mikdash. Put the Shechina in the Kalim of the confines of the Mishkan. And then we could easily explain how all the other topics of the of the parsha relate to this theme. But I more want to focus on why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it this way. He separated Mamad Har Sinai in the desert, and then we have the Binyan HaMishkan, which was really a precursor, because it wasn't the base Olamim of Yerushalayim, the final resting place of where the Shechina should always be, Kavua. That's why any place where the Mishkan once stood, there's also no halacha of Kedusha in that place, because the Mishkan once stood there. It's only the base Olamim in Yerushalayim, that chosen place. So the question is, why was it divided? Or why not go straight on integration? Right? But the truth is like this, that the... we have to understand something, right? That the original light, right, is something above and beyond anything we could ever reach on our own. Right? The original Ratzon to create the world, the original Bereishis Bishvil Yisrael Shniku Reishis Bishvil HaTorah Shniku Reishis, which is what gets renewed on Shavuos. We get chosen because we get the Torah, the two Reishis. We become the Kodesh Yisrael LaHashem Reish Tvaso and Bereishis Bishvil HaTorah Shniku Reishis. That's what's renewed on the original thought that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us is like the same Ratzon with which he created the world. There's no cause and effect over there. God initiated it, so it comes directly from God's omnipotence. God wants because God wants. There's nothing higher than that. Right? That's rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pure Ratzon, right? That is Him. And that's where we have such a strong Shirish. Right? Now, of course, there's no putting that into Caleb. Right? There's no putting that into Caleb. That's God's pure omnipotence. Right? That's what our Sharish is. Right? But, you know, the ore that we could put into Caleb, right, is something that's commensurate and congruent to what we are. It's relatable. But we have to understand that the relatable light is a hemshech of this light that's above and beyond wherever we could ever reach with our own efforts. To understand that this unbelievable ore that comes from pure Ein Sof went from Madrega to Madrega to Madrega until it became on a scale that we could integrate, which means that it's a lifeline all the way up to the Ein Sof.
It becomes finite, you're saying?
No, but that's it. Only seemingly finite. I mean, seemingly finite.
It's divisible, that means.
It's not divisible. It's a continuum. Right? You know, let's take it from another angle.
It's kind of like a spectrum. On the bottom, the light is very weak, and then on the top, the light is very strong. But in between,
yes,
it changes its strength.
But it's an amazing lifeline. Because as the light, as it were, seemingly, you know, Lamaris Ayin on the apparent, was, for lack of a better word, diluted to the point that it's something that is on our scale that we could integrate, right? That also gave us avoda to do, right? Because part of that, you know, of lessening the light was to create, as it were, the facade that there are chisronos in the Bria that we have to fix. And that way we could work, we could earn our keep, and this shurish that we have from our Akarshul won't be Nahama de Kisufa. So it's a lifeline in an amazing way. That it's a lifeline that doesn't pull you from behind. It's a lifeline that you could feel proud of yourself on your end and face the Shekhinah upon him, even though that thing that you're facing is far bigger than what you could have ever reached on your own effort. But since you worked from your end, you're allowed to face the Shekhinah. As opposed to looking away in embarrassment, right? You could face the Shekhinah, even though what this light is connected to is far beyond whatever you could ever attain. So now, HaKadosh Baruch, so here's the amazing thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants both. He wants us kosher and shurish, right? Above and beyond wherever our Maisim could ever reach. Besod Yisrael Olu B'machshava Tchila, we're like the first thing God thought of when He wanted to create the world. He thought of us first, and then He created the world. Right? The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want us to be disconnected from that Shoresh, right? And give us a different reality. He wants that, you know, the ore of Torah and Mitzvahs that we have should be, as it were, an extension of that light. Not a different light. Not a different relationship. You know, he wants that relationship from the highest point. Right? He wants that, and he just wants to now make it, you know, go from process art to be relatable, as opposed to creating a different light that's relatable, and we wouldn't have a kesher to the light that's in Shurish. So that's the Indian. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first is Megala, this big, big light by Mamad Har Sinai that's totally, you know, irrelatable. Right? But he shows
when
you.
When you talk about light, could you just define what you're talking about? Light.
Well, light is just. Light is just.
Intelligence. Is it what? What is it? Wisdom?
It's elokus.
Is it knowledge?
It's wisdom and knowledge, I mean, are just our manifestations that
isn't
it's mislabishin. Yes, we use or as a mushal.
It's all as a mushal.
Because it's the closest thing we have to saying that's non-physical. Oh, so it's divinity, you know, elokus. Now the elokus is nislavish in a lot of different madregas.
Energy is like light.
No, yeah. But
is he saying that Kodesh Baruch Hu could have easily created a separate light
that's relatable?
That's more relatable. Yeah.
But it wouldn't
want to do that. He wanted to be to come from the shorish of himself.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The best answer is. However you define God in your life, that's what we're talking about.
whatever connection to God.
So on
his end, it's pure Orein Sof. As it goes from Madrega to Madrega.
The connection we have with God is Torah. We don't have another connection.
Right. So, but Torah on his end is pure Ritzono. But then it's Nislabish into Chachmaso. And then Binoso. And then it's Nislabish into Midoisav, Chesed, Kvura, Tiferes. And then it's Nislabish in Shchinoso on earth. It goes through all these different, takes on all these different guises.
This is all within the Torah?
It's all within the Torah. The Torah's thought of the whole thing. Thought of what it is in Sharish, and thought of what it looks like when it goes from Madrega to Madrega to Madrega. Down to the...
Is the source of Kabbalah in the Torah, or the source of Kabbalah is from a different revelation?
No, the Torah.
But there was a separate revelation of Kabbalah, wasn't there?
It's all included in the Torah. It's all included in the Torah. It's just the revelations from the Torah. From the Torah.
Like
is it a deeper meaning in Torah?
Yes. Yeah, correct.
Readily apparent. But
yes, correct.
It has to be a Gili or a Gokul.
Yes.
To people, because they wouldn't normally know it.
Yes.
This is what we talked about when you had the...
Could you assume that Moshe Rabbeinu was a
Kabbalah? Yeah.
He knew all this Kabbalah.
He knew all.
And it got lost in between the time that the
Shulchan
was there.
Yeah,
existed. Probably all the predecessors of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai also knew everything.
Yeah, the Yechidim knew it. Yechidim knew it. There was a little bit of...
And they had the Rishus to publish the book, like the
Ramchal. Yeah.
In the end, the main source is not...
Zohar. I mean, Zohar is, you know, but it was all that ideas were Baal Peh prior to the writing of the Zohar.
And the Arizal?
Same idea.
Did he reveal things that were not in the Zohar?
No. He said that he's revealing the inner meanings of the Zohar.
That's what he said.
Right. Inner meanings of the Zohar that other generations between him and didn't know. Inner meanings in the Zohar. Right. Right, but our point is like this, you know, we have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's above and beyond whatever, beyond what we could reach, but that shoresh goes from Madrega to Madrega to Madrega to become a relatable light, but it's still connected to its original state. That means that what we do, you know, that we could relate to is connected to the light that's above and beyond what we could ever relate to. It's all connected. It's a hemshach. Right? And that's what it means. The Radziner says is the pshat in the pasuk. Hashem chafetz leman tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir. That Chazal darshan from that pasuk, ratzakoshu lezakoso afikach hirbo and Torah mitzvos. So his approach is, you know, he doesn't say exactly his words, but I glean from it is like this. Hashem Chafetz, pure God's will. Pure will, right? Which is Ein Sof. Chafetz of Hu V'Ratzon Uchad, right? But Leman Tzidko, because he's righteous. He's righteous, and which means two things. First of all, he wants to be good to you, but also he wants to justify himself. Why didn't he force the Torah on a different nation? Why wasn't Kofahar Kegigas on a different nation? So Leman Tzidko, Tarte Mashma. Because he wants to be good to you, and because he also wants to justify himself, be matzdik himself. In front of Yagdil Torah v'yadir, that's why, Hirbalim Torah mitzvahs. Right, that the end of Torah and mitzvahs, that we do mitzvahs with guf, right, is to mamish make the Torah, you know, relatable to the body level. That even the guf could be involved in Divrei Torah, not just the seichel, not just with the seichel with Limud Torah, but even the guf could be kosher to this aura of Torah. So, and, you know, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, he's good to you when he does that, because he made the light, this great light, in a way that you can integrate, and therefore you should be glad that there's Tariyak mitzvahs and not less, because that way the whole of the body, because Tariyak, can I get the Ramak of Sagidim, right, everything is connected to Or HaTorah.
Does he justify himself?
No, so he justifies this, because Am Yisrael's Am Yisrael is, you know, dogged and determined to do the mitzvahs, what no other nation would be, you know. So Hakadosh says the word justifies the fact that he forced the Torah on Am Yisrael and not the other nations, because, you know, they wouldn't take their mitzvahs as seriously. Okay? So the Matzah goes, Yagdil Torah V'yadir, as it were, he made the Torah bigger, because the Torah was or, but now he expanded it, as it were, to take on, in addition to its innate state of pure divinity, take on the state of mitzvahs ma'asios. Right? And that's Leman Tzidko, right, to show that Am Yisrael is a nation that, you know, was worthy of God choosing, right? But also for the sake of Am Yisrael, because this makes the light relatable, right? And you need a lot of mitzvahs connected the whole of the Tzelem of the Odom, right? That everything should be connected to the light of Torah. So in other words, like this, Mamad Har Sinai is the Gili of Torah B'Shorsha. And Torah B'Shorsha is above Olam Hazeh. That's why it had to happen in the desert, which is not really part of Olam Hazeh. And that light was totally unrelatable. But HaKadosh was making you aware that the mitzvahs that you're going to start keeping, right? You know, when you reach Earth, and Earth is Eretz Yisrael, it's how we re-entered Earth. The Midbar, we weren't living on Earth. It's like the Midbar is not, you know, civilized area. During the time of Midbar, we weren't living natural lives. It was the Mun and the Be'er and all. Anane HaKavit. A lot of the mitzvahs ma'asios only went into effect when we entered the land of Israel. Right, a lot of the parsha Torah said Kisavo la'aretz, but that's where the kedusha then became integrated. It became integrated in Eretz Yisrael, and that's unique school of why it's called, it's called Eretz Chaim, like Nishmas Chaim. It could absorb kedusha like a body could absorb a neshama, right? Chutz La'aretz can't absorb Kedusha that way. Even though God is everywhere, and the Shechina is, even His divine presence is everywhere, Besod Va'ata Mechayas Kulam, but that Kedusha is not integrated with Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, it's integrated, it's absorbed. That's why it's called Eretz Achayim. Right? And, you know, there's Eretz Yisrael B'chlau, and there's Yerushalayim B'frat, and that's the Ikar Makom of where all the Tariag mitzvahs apply. Because not all the mitzvahs apply in Chutz La'aretz. That's where.
And the Beis HaKnesses could absorb Kedusha.
That's correct.
For that reason, all the Batik mitzvahs,
even excellent.
This house is going to be moved to Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah. Right. Beis Hashem. No, but it's true. No, Tzvi is right. Because it becomes, you know, it has to be annexed to Eretz Yisrael, because any place that absorbs Kedusha belongs there. Because that's where Kedusha is integrated. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu first wants to reveal, you should know that this, seemingly this relatable Kedusha that's sort of dilute, and it's Nislabish in Meisen, right? And, you know, it's a Machlokes, but, you know, even though it's not the Ayis Madrega, Mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavana. Mitzvahs in Meisen ain't Tzrichas Kavana, you know, at least we're Choshesh for that Mandoma. It doesn't even need Kavana, you know, and you could still be Yoitza. So Kilo, it's even with Silu Kadas, so it's like seemingly a very low-grade Kedusha. You know, of course, it's not the preferred way you should do it, with a lot of machshava invested, right? So you might think that this light that's nislabish in mitzvahs, right, it's not the real stuff. It's not the real divinity. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show us what we really got, you know, what Torah looks like as we're on His end, and that's the shorish, that it's like, it's a lifeline that reaches all the way up to this high shorish of pure elokus that we can never relate to. Right, so by Mamar saying, made us aware of the Shoresh, right? The root of Torah. Torah's Mamish, Gili Elkus, Besod, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Torah's rooted in me, like Chazal say, Anochi is Nutrikun, Ana Nafshoika. I took myself, I wrote myself down, I gave myself over. And he showed us the Shoresh of Torah. Shoresh of Torah is above and beyond where anybody could reach. Right? But then, you know, after that, he gave us a Mishkan and he gave us mitzvahs. You know, as it were, to dilute that ore, to be relatable, but that wasn't like a different light, that's not the real stuff. No, it's the same stuff, just went midarga ladarga.
But the Torah itself, again, the Torah is at the highest level, isn't it?
But the Gili of...
And it's a level of Torah that's below the real level of the highest level of Torah.
Yes. Yes.
And yes. There's many different Madrigas.
That's right. Torah, It's all one Torah. That's what I said. You know, it's all one Torah. What Torah, you know, it's the Torah that's the way it looks like God, the Torah Baos, it's all the same Torah that just takes on many faces as it transverses through the different dimensions. But it's all the same Torah. It's rooted in God's pure...
So what the Malachim...
So now, listen, that's what it means. Mitzvahs betelos los et lovo. I, the Torah, is not supposed to change. So in my Sefer on the Gemo Ikrim, we discussed this. The Torah is not supposed to change. Right? So why is Mitzvahs only for 6,000 years? Because, you know, how Torah is nislabish in Mitzvahs, that's temporary. But the Etzem or HaTorah is unchanging. You know. Marshal Ma Davar Daima, just a simple example that the Rambam himself gives. Let's say killing out Amalek. Right, that's supposed to be for all, that's supposed to be forever. What happens when you finally are successful and you killed every single Amaleki?
When is the mitzvahs done? When are we done with the mitzvahs?
The year 6,000.
And what happens at that time?
The world gets shut down for renovations. Yeah, but why is it no?
They're not people.
Yeah, but then starts a lama ba.
Prior to the time the Torah was given to us, Torah existed. It's infinite. It's
right.
Forever. So
it's just proves that mitzvahs is just a phase.
But, I mean, as long as there's no human beings on the earth, there's nobody to do mitzvahs. The monkeys don't do mitzvahs.
No, I'm not saying, but when so there's going to be Olam Haba afterwards. We're all going to go to Olam Haba. No mitzvahs. No mitzvahs in Olam Haba.
There will be guf.
Even like we pass guf, there will be guf.
After
Tzchis HaMeisim. In Olam Haba. That's right.
What are we going to be doing hanging around?
Just Nene Meziv, Tzadikim Yoshim, Atorosem Barosheim, and Nene Meziv Shechina. Nene Meziv Shechina.
Sudas Livyasam.
Yeah, but the Livyasam is not a real thing, is it?
No, it's a spiritual Suda. Right.
Okay, so the whole thing is different. It's only,
no, the whole thing is different, but it's not called that the Torah changed. It's called that it's the same Torah, just you move to a higher revelation of it.
These are things
so it's not called that the Torah changed.
So what are the Malachim about then? What was their whole argument?
No, that's just the opposite. This explains where they're coming from. Torah could have a... Torah could have a revelation which where mitzvahs are irrelevant. But Moshe Mayer's argument was that
they wanted what? They wanted the Torah that was malubish in the mitzvahs? Is that what they wanted?
They didn't want that.
They didn't want that.
Not. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, but
they wanted to end the light by them. They said they
that's right. It shouldn't go down to earth. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, if we... That's why he said, T'na holdcha ala shemayim. Put your glory on heaven, not on earth. When Moshe Rabbeinu won the debate, so the Malachim admit Hashem, 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 Ma Adir Shimcha B'chol
Ha'aretz.
Wow. That's actually a good question. So,
beautiful.
Rabbi, so,
yeah.
He's saying, so the conversation between Malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu, the argument, you know,
right. So they said, T'no Hotcha Shemayim, stop the or from there. They shouldn't go lower. When Moshe Rabbeinu won the debate, so they said, Hashem, Ma Adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. No, mitzvahs is a great thing that it brings the aura of Torah all the way down to the Oretz.
But shouldn't there be Geneva on level 2?
But when the Oretz ascends to the Madrega of Shemayim,
low signal.
There should be some sort of form of low signal on higher up on
right. Mitzad the Iris, mitzad the divine lights.
They would have had a response then.
Yeah,
how
but
they were stumped. Because
it
does translate.
So no, because their argument was T'na Hotcha Al Shemayim.
Meaning it's a misconception to say.
Moshe Rabbeinu says, but wait a minute, you don't, the mitzvahs ma'asiyos don't apply to you. So then they were Moida Hashem Adoneinu Ma Adir Shimcha B'chol Aretz. It would have a different meaning. It would have a different manifestation.
Right.
Same divine lights, just a different application.
Exactly.
So wait, their argument.
It's the same Torah.
Could have been, but the divine light would have not made it down here.
Right.
In other words, their argument was never that we should get the Torah and not Bnei Yisrael. They were just saying, we don't want Torah to go all the way down to Bnei Yisrael.
Right.
Meaning they have Torah. They do have Torah. That's...
But what does that mean?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, it's something else to them because...
I heard
something
different
kind of... Like a shooting
point on the Torah.
I don't know if
you
can know what Torah means.
Yeah. No, but we just thought the idea in general is they would enjoy the divine light of Torah and mitzvahs ma'asiyos wouldn't apply to them. But Moshe Rabbeinu's argument would be a cosmic tragedy because, you know, that Or HaTorah wouldn't reach all the way down to Olam Hazeh. It wouldn't be Mo'adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, but when Oretz will become B'madregas Shamayim, so that's when Mitzvahs Petels, Hasid Lavo. Because this Madrega...
It just takes on a different...
That's why it's not a violation of the Rambam's ninth principle of faith that Torah will never change.
Wait, what has to happen?
It's the same Torah.
It's as in dormant on levels higher up also, right? Yeah. Right now, this is where it's active. This is where it's alive.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. And this level is called Leman Tzidko Yadil Torah V'Yadil.
The word is metamorphosis. There's a metamorphosis in the Torah where it forms a different...
Well, metamorphosis kind of implies change, though.
No, it's not change.
That's what it looks like there.
This becomes that.
Like a butterfly in the cocoon.
I mean, it's the same thing.
It just changes into a butterfly. It's still the butterfly before, and it's just changed into a different form.
Right.
That's it.
So, Ma'amar Arsir was the Megala the Shoresh, right? Parshas Noso and all that. That's showing where the Torah reaches down to in order to become integrated with us. But we have to understand that it's all the same light. It's a Hemshech. From the Shoresh Hanelam all the way down to relatable, and it's one continuum that I could have a kinyan in this light that the other end of it. Is Maush, I can never reach there on my own effort. But of course, Leman Tzidko, Yadil Torah V'Yadir, let the Orator be Mislabish and Mitzvahs Maasiyas.
But the ultimate purpose is that we should be able to back up then.
Right. It'll drag you up. Mm-hmm. But since it dragged you up, Al Zeh opened that it first went down to your level, you have a real legitimate Kenyan in it, that when it pulls you up, you won't be embarrassed to look the Shechina in the...
So, can I ask a question on this? The whole concept of Nami Dersupa has always bothered me.
Thank you, Rav Tzvi.
If I ask you, like, if I...
Shkoyach, Rav Tzvi. Shkoyach, Rav Tzvi.
If I, let's say, need a task done, and I say, okay...
Yeah, you brought a jacket. It's...
I need you to clean this table. And the payment back is I'm going to give you that Lamborghini that I have outside.
You guys ever got a sling?
We're just starting.
You
got
to work tomorrow,
no? Yeah,
you got to work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do. Yeah. Believe me.
I go to work whenever I feel like it.
Believe me. Right, I feel like a yeshiva bacher. Yeah,
Kidding me, I am a yeshiva bacher. Not a yeshiva, but...
So if I ask you to do like a small task...
Right.
And, like, let's say to clean the table, whatever.
Right.
And in exchange, I'm going to give you my Lamborghini outside. How's that not considered Nami Dersupa?
Right. So that this yisod that we're saying actually answers it. Because what I did give you to do happens to be connected all the way up to...
Uh-huh.
So you're right. From your end, it looks like Sayyid, but the thing is that the easy thing for you to do was connected to...
Were you just explaining why we'd be embarrassed?
The whole idea of Nami Dersupa, we do mitzvahs, so we're not embarrassed. But I'm saying the reward that we're getting is like so much more than the effort that we're putting in.
Right.
It's like saying, okay, here, clean up the table.
But what?
So he's saying that it's because you're that little thing is not really a little thing.
Right.
It's a connection to the.
You can see it.
Right.
To the higher source.
Would we talk or really be embarrassed? Like, what's...
If not for the fact that you worked on your end, yeah, then you would be embarrassed. But since I have a kinyan in the aspect of the light that made it down to me, so I could, so I could face God, and then I get dragged up right to Him.
I forgot the one with the players of the perm stuff around.
The perm stuff. Evolving. I gotta see who won this game.
Look, let me find the book of that monk.